Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So New York City's official Immigrant Heritage Week begins today. It is a week of events all over the city, from today's Havana Film Festival in Manhattan, the Bronx, and Queens, to a conference on financial justice for immigrants, and one on immigrant memoirs and writing home. They'll have sessions on Broadway plays and Jewish culture, the Caribbean diaspora, growing up Greek in New York, and shows based on the Chinese Monkey King. We've placed a link to the full list of events on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But this year's Immigrant Heritage Week also comes at a time of increasing fear in many immigrant communities. The Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, known as ICE, has been staging surprise raids in various places in the country, arresting thousands of illegal immigrant workers last year and scaring many others across the country into the shadows. And legal immigration to the United States was down by 17% last year, according to Homeland Security stats. Let's talk about the issues and the celebration with the New York City Commissioner of Immigrant Affairs, Guillermo Linares. Commissioner, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
Can we do a little demographic update to get going? How many New York City residents today are immigrants or their children?
The number is about close to 40%. I say 37% to be official, which is about 3 million New Yorkers are immigrants born outside the United States. If we had their children, we're talking about two-thirds of all New Yorkers by extension being immigrants.
How about that? And how has that changed in the last decade or so?
Well, New York City is more immigrant now than ever in its history. The growth is tremendous. We see among Latinos, which are the largest by Dominicans are the largest of all
by nationality
group and across the board. But we've seen an increase of Mexicans in the Mexican community has increased, have gone from being 17 in the top 20 to number 5. And we've also seen an increase of African immigrants coming from mostly Western countries in the continent, and Middle Eastern as well have been growing. Bangladesh has really experienced growth, but it's been across the board. But with experience, the growth to 8.2 million has been fueled by immigrants. And then when we reach 9 million, it is because we anticipate the number to continue to increase.
And that number, 9 million, and we tend to think of our city as having about 7 or 8 million people. You said 8.2 now, and the Plan YC 2030 projections from the mayor say 9 million New Yorkers by the year 2030.
Absolutely.
That's mostly immigration growth.
Absolutely.
Because people come here, and by a few generations later, they stop having kids.
Well, you know, this past year, for the first time, Dominicans were the top group with birth in New York City, and they've just been surpassed by Mexicans. More Mexican children were born, and that tells you that, you know, what the future holds is, has prominently Mexicans in the loop.
So what rounds out the top five? You said currently the Dominican Republic is the source of more immigrants than any other country, and Mexico is number five.
Chinese is up there. Jamaican are up on top. And so when we look at the top groups, we find Russians, we find Jamaican. Mexicans are way up there. Dominicans are at the top of the list and will continue to
and have been for 30, 40 years now.
Absolutely.
What percentage of immigrants in New York today do you think are illegal or undocumented?
The number we have based on city planning analysis is about 500,000. That's a conservative number, but it's a significant number of New Yorkers that are undocumented.
Has the city been the location of any of these raids on workplaces by Homeland Security? I know it's a big issue in California.
Well, we clearly have seen a lot of activities in the metropolitan area south of us in New Jersey and also east of us in Long Island and also north of us. We, of course, you know, the federal government exercise, you know, their action in enforcing the law. We have a privacy policy in the city of New York as an executive order. We embrace immigrants regardless of immigration status, and we feel that it is important to have them, as they contribute to our economy and our city, also access the services and protections that we have, which is the leadership the mayor has taken, has been very vocal about.
I want to open up the phones for immigrants to tell us if you think there is a climate of fear. We've been hearing this from around the country. It sounds like, from your answer, Commissioner, that ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, part of Homeland Security now, is kind of leaving the city, per se, alone and going from outside the city.
That doesn't take away that the fear is real. And we are very mindful of that. And that's why we are proactive as a city, informing immigrants about accessing services that we have, and they should not fear immigration status to access education, health, social service, or protection that we provide them.
But immigrants, call about whether this new climate of fear is affecting anything that you do or anything that any one of your loved ones now do or don't do. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We're not going to debate illegal immigration on this segment. We've done that many times, and we'll do it again for obvious policy reasons. But let's get a description of what is changing recently as ICE steps up its enforcement. 212-433-9692. All right, tell us about Immigrant Heritage Week in the meantime. With so many nationalities here, how do you do this all in 1 week?
Well, we're a great city. We're multifaceted, and we have many, many talents. And we've seen in the past 5 years, when the mayor first established in 2004 Immigrant Heritage Week, to celebrate the contributions that immigrants have made of this great city of ours and continue to do so. The celebration have grown every year. In 2006, we had 35 events. In last year, we had over 50. This year, we almost tripled the number of events, with 131 events across the five boroughs.
Is there an overarching theme of any kind?
It's actually sharing in the experiences that we bring as immigrants, and also sharing that cultural heritage and our histories, and sharing it not just within immigrant groups themselves, but across different immigrant groups, and perhaps making it available for all New Yorkers, including the children of those who came prior to us as different waves of immigrants, to remind us that we're all immigrants in many respects. And it is sharing the music, the culture, the folklore, and the sense of history of struggle that brings so many people to this country. And this is a manifestation that we do the 17th of April. Is the time when we organized this event, because on 1907, mm-hmm. on April 17th was the day that the highest number of immigrants were processed at Ellis Island. 11,747 people were
entered in one
single day.
101 years ago.
Absolutely.
How about today? How many people, max, get processed at Kennedy Airport or wherever?
Well, absolutely. And we still continue to be attractive. The mayor says that the difference with New York City and so many other cities in really getting back in its feet after 9/11, the huge difference is our immigrants.
Look what's happening in Riverside, New Jersey, where they passed this big crackdown. I don't know if you followed this, on illegal immigrants there. Landlords were going to get checked when they rent to them, and other things that, you know, that weren't going on. Immigrants, out of fear, fled. The economy started to break down in the city, and now they're appealing the law and trying to get their immigrants back in Riverside, New Jersey. But let's take a call. Juan in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you seeing out there?
I'm seeing a lot of fear in the immigrant community. I think it's starting to affect the economy. For example, I know the person whom I hired to do my gardening has told me that he lost, I guess, obviously he had some illegal immigrants, and he had lost some of them. He's having a hard time replacing those people because nobody who is quote-unquote legal here wants to come and do some of the work that the illegals are doing. I think all this xenophobia is driving a lot of these people. These people are people who have feelings, who have needs. They have a family. They're people.
Do you know where they're going? If people who are doing lawn work are now afraid to come out and do it, what are they doing?
I guess they're hiding. I don't know where they're going. I really don't know. But
do you know, Commissioner?
Well, clearly, if New York City continues to be a very attractive place because we have a policy, but they move around. Jobs is really opportunities what drives immigrants wherever they go. But I want to emphasize that the reason there is this fear has come to grip is the failure of the federal level in passing immigration reform. The mayor has been very vocal about the need to really address this issue. And so what you've seen is more aggressive intervention at the federal level, but also localities trying to be proactive in addressing this issue. The fact of the matter is that without immigrants working and fueling the economy, as it is the case in the city of New York, you're going to have ghost towns, as you illustrated in many places, and I think the economy will collapse.
Sergey in Colts Neck, you're on WNYC. Hello, Sergey.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I just recently had an experience. I go to Rutgers, and I'm a Russian immigrant, and there was an anti-war protest, and I was just talking to some people. And I mentioned I was an immigrant, and they automatically, started questioning me whether I was here legally or not. And honestly, I've never had that happen before until recently.
Well, in New York City, fortunately, we do have a privacy policy in the form of an executive order signed by the mayor. It's starting in 1989, and Mayor Dinkins, Katz, Dinkins, Giuliani, and now Mayor Bloomberg assigned it, which is a message to all employees, uniform and civilian, that you're not to ask about immigration status, and if you found out, you don't tell.
Bart, in Brooklyn, we have 30 seconds for you, but you want to say where your immigrant friends are going?
Hi, Brian. I'm a Polish immigrant, and many of my friends are going back to Poland, going back to England, Ireland, going back to Europe.
These are illegal, undocumented Poles in America?
Yeah, that's exactly the people who are who don't have papers here. That's the people who are going back.
Because in the last couple of years, it's getting too hot here?
Absolutely, and people are afraid to drive to New Jersey. They say, staying in New York City, if they can't find good jobs, mm-hmm. they're going back home.
Thank you for your call. And they have that new policy in New Jersey where police who stop drivers for more things than before, it has to rise to a certain level of violation, but more than before, they're getting their immigration
their
status
greater
checked.
Scrutiny. And again, the safety of any municipality or any community relies on the trust that people would have in volunteering information and approaching when they need service or protection. And I think that this is why we have this policy.
And listeners will decide for themselves whether they think these are good policies or bad policies, but we're getting a sense from our callers and from you as to the fact that things are changing right now. So, to end on the fun stuff, this is Immigrant Heritage Week beginning today in New York. There are many arts events. People can see the list. I'm also interested in some of the more issue-oriented things, like a workshop on financial justice for immigrants in Midtown, an immigrant labor rights workshop in Harlem. There are immigrant assistance and awareness events in Flushing and Bay Ridge with city agencies on hand to offer information. Are you coordinating those?
Absolutely. We are coordinating all 131 events with 111 partners. And if you need information about all of the events that we have next week, starting today, just call 311, where you could do it in 170 languages, by the way, or you could also go to the website www.nyc.gov/immigrants.
And we put a link to that on our site, too. So if you want to go to WNYC.org, or if you're there, click on Brian Lehrer's show, and you can link to the city's Immigration Heritage Week office, or just call 311. As Commissioner of Immigrant Affairs, Guillermo Linares said, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You.